Oh, here we go. Yeah. Joe Pesci, sing it. Yeah. Oh, Mookie.
Every time I get the urge to visit my hometown, I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
Fredo was my cousin, he couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck.
Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny,
my cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there. And they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night. My cousins had their fill. And when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny.
Don't look at me like that. I didn't say it. Joe Pesci said it. I mean, you know, if he could say it, I could say it, right? Oh, well. Oh, well. I'm in Florida. I know you hear a feedback, but that's only because someone's computer's on. And it's not me, because I don't have a computer. I have a little microphone, and that's it. But, yeah, we're here in Florida, in Delray Beach. And I don't know. This feedback is driving me crazy. I'm going to have to get up with my bed back and go into a different place because we're getting too much feedback. I don't know if you're getting it, but I'm getting it.
You could go in the other room.
I know. I could do that. What you could do is put it on mute.
I did put it on mute, dear. It is on mute.
So I get situated. And,
And you can join the Shebe on the bed.
Yeah, because you only move grass on the fucking bed.
She sees you, she takes off, right?
Yeah, well, it's very cloudy here in Florida. I don't know, I think Jersey is having better weather than me.
It's not 84, though.
The number here is 646-716-4343. If you can give me the weather, but I haven't heard from anybody in Jersey. I guess they're glad that I'm not here. I don't know. But I have been online. We've been out here. It's been nice, you know, going out to dinner and going out for all the meals. But today I made gravy. Matter of fact,
it
just reminded me, I got to go stir the gravy. You know what I mean? Let's see what's going on here.
And you went to a fun market today?
Well, actually I went to a place called Roots.
Mm.
Not Roots as in Black Roots. Roots. And her father has something to do with Esposito's up in East Hanover and them stores up there. So, I don't know. We'll have to frequent that show store.
Doris's.
Because they are Doris's. Oh, sorry, I'm saying Ruth. Doris's. But nice joint, real nice joint.
They had your cookies you were looking for.
Yeah, $19 a pound. $19 a pound. Yeah, the ones with the little, the beans,
Pignolia.
You know, the pinoli beans. $19, man.
And they also had stone crabs that were $40 a pound for the jumbos.
Yeah, I rent a boat and go crabbing. Mm-hmm. $40.
I'm not running for my stone crabs this year, that's all.
Well, I don't know. I watched that fishing thing, that fishing show. They got a lot of crabs, man. I don't know why the hell they're charging so much when they catch like 10,000 pounds of crabs. There's a lot of crabs.
What kind of crabs, though?
King crabs, them big jammies, them big ugly-looking things. I don't like them. I like Jersey Blues. That's what I like, man. That's what I'm going to do this summer. I'm going to go down. Well, my plan is as soon as the weather starts getting nice after the first full moon, they'll be coming out of the mud, you know, the mudders, the crabs that hibernated, they go in the mud. But as soon as the weather starts getting nice, the mudders come out. And you could, you could get a lot of them. And the mudders are big because they would, all they did is lay around all winter. You know, grab a dead body piece here and there. And especially in Jersey, there's a lot of dead bodies. And, they're scavengers. And they eat dead things. And they prefer to eat something that's dead. Because if something's alive, he's going to fight you. So you might as well eat something that's dead. I don't know. What's going on with this election bullshit? Man, they keep fighting. My boy, the black guy, the doctor, he bowed out. And he's backing Donald Trump. You know, these, what do they call them? White wingers. They're so upset. Why don't they just accept the fact that Donald is gonna win? I mean, they just can't accept that. I mean, and then they say, well, he has no experience. What did Obama have? Obama had who got? He got about 20 18-year-old advisors. I mean, come on, man. Oh, I mean, what does it take to? And then, oh man, what he said yesterday when they asked him about waterboarding, he said, "Waterboarding? Are you crazy? That's just a start." He said, "When they're chopping our people's heads off and putting them in cages and submerging them for an hour, and they all come up dead," he says, "and you want to negotiate about waterboarding?" He said, "That's where I'll start with waterboarding." He said, "I'll put the hose up their ass." Oh, man. We got a bunch of pussies. Man. Got to get tough. Got to get tough. I mean, I think it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And that's the way it should be. You know what I mean? Let me. My back's been killing me. I don't know why. You know what? I think because I've been sleeping on my back. Usually I sleep on my stomach, but I've been sleeping on my back. And I think
snoring.
Well, I don't care about snoring. It don't bother me. But I'm getting like a tingling in my back, you know? Like it's like a toothache. I don't know what the hell it is, but it hurts. Yo, Mr. Brown, what's up, man? I thought I was going to see you on the beach. No, I didn't go to the beach. They said it's going to rain Sunday. Today's Friday. I think I leave Tuesday. I got to hook up a ride from the airport back to Tom's River. Hate to ask people. Hate to ask people, but...
You mean your brother's not picking you up?
No, I told him, well, it interferes with his plans or whatever he does. So, I mean, he does it, but he puts a puss on. So, I don't, I don't appreciate when people put pusses on when they do something and they put a puss on. So, yeah. I mean, I don't give a shit. I'll take a...
Well, you're leaving out of Fort Lauderdale. I hope it's a good thing that package had nothing in it.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. They closed the airport. They closed the airport. There's a suspicious package. But there's 2,000 people hanging around waiting where their loved ones arrive. Matter of fact, they held back flights. So I think it's a little bit more than they're telling us.
Yeah, for them to totally close the airport, that was a little odd. When they found a baggage in the baggage floor, first floor, suspicious bag, and they stopped flights. They had people evacuated from the entire terminal. So I hope nobody's heading for West Palm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're in trouble. I wonder what happens in that situation. I mean, if they cancel, you're basically screwed. Because once they hit you with, for security reasons, they can do anything they want. They don't have to reschedule. Everything's all backed up. I mean, if they stop flights for 2 hours, you got to figure it's going to be a good 6-hour build-up of canceled flights, rescheduled flights. It's going to be bad. But speaking of bad, oh man, who was really nice though today? I mean, it was very windy, but the sun was nice.
It was in the 80s. But you have a very old friend of both of ours waiting to talk to you.
Oh, really? Oh, I wonder who.
And since he's not on a computer, he can't see who it is. But Mr. John Doby is on the phone.
Hey, John Doby, what are you doing?
Hey, Paisan.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
How you feeling?
So what year were you? I'm feeling good, except for a little back pain here and there. My cancer is it's been gone for 2 years, and I feel great. I feel good.
That's good.
I'm ready to go back to work.
And I see you're still partnering up with your beautiful half.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm down here now. I couldn't pass up a $23 flight to come and hang out with my Lily.
Very nice. $23? What did you join? $23.
No. Spirit Airline runs these deals every now and then. $23, $34. And
it's worth it.
When I see it, yeah, I jump on it.
Good for you. Hi, Lee.
How are you?
How you doing?
What's going on? Tell us your news.
I'm making a movie.
Well, that's not news for you.
What is the one you're into now? Which one? Tell us. Give us a little history.
Well, it's a sci-fi horror feature film. It's called Again.
Oh, right. I've been seeing your posts. Uh-huh.
And I just made our new poster public. And it's coming along very nicely. I'm very happy with it.
Oh, cool.
You going to enter it into competition? What are you doing this time with it?
2017 film festivals.
Okay,
great. Okay, right. That's cool.
Yeah, we're currently in production, and so I need lots of extras, obviously. And there's always room for you guys if you want to act.
All right. But, I see a lot of horror movies being shot in South Jersey. And they're always looking for extras. I don't know, something about South Jersey, but they're always shooting them down there.
Where are you shooting mostly?
Well, I've been shooting around in the Keyport area. But I may be shifting gears over to South River soon.
Okay, well, why don't you let us know when you need the extras and stuff and give us the info so at least we can put it on the air.
Of course.
When people listen.
Yeah, I'll put it on the air. I'll post it. I think I have 6,000-7,000 followers, friends, and all of that stuff. And we should be able to get you at least 100 out of all of that.
Well, you know, thanks to green screen technology, I can make 100 look like 500.
Wow. Yeah, I remember we did that. We did that at a Yankee Stadium shoot, and they actually had cardboard cutouts for extras. And it was
really?
A major motion picture. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I miss you guys. I really do.
Well, I miss New York and my friends up there.
You're
know, there's nothing.
Florida,
you see,
right?
I have not seen one movie truck since I've moved down here. Not one.
Are you
one.
Kidding me? They don't.
No.
They were shooting one of my favorite shows down there in Miami, Dexter. You never saw
you
any Dexter?
Never
trucks over
saw
there?
One thing, and most the few TV shows that were filmed here. Film in East Japip, like way west, and I know they're filming something in Miami now. They're filming something in Palm Beach, but they must be doing all indoor. You do not see any trucks here. There is no.
No
I've
kid.
Never seen a truck here since I'm here
oh,
10
boy.
Years now. Never seen a set. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
John, do you ever hear from, what's his name, Richie Gamba?
No, I lost track of Richie, but I love him. I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, call him up. Wow. He'd be a good one on a scary film.
No kidding. I got to give him a call.
Nice little, our nice little priest, right?
I lost track of all my hate Python pals.
Yeah.
But
what's happening with that? Anything?
Yeah, you know, it was a learning experience.
Yeah, but John, can't that? I mean, that movie is so good. I mean, I'm serious. I could sit down and watch that tonight rather than watch, you know, regular network TV. I mean, I laugh every time I watch that movie when a kid pisses on a car. That's funny as hell, man.
You were
you
were supposed to have a much bigger part in that show too, but you were off to bigger and better things at the time.
No, actually I was on the set of Stuart Little.
Yeah. I remember.
I was on the set of Stuart Little, and I was trying to play Greedy Man and do it. You just can't do it. You can't do it. But I tried.
Well, what have you been up to now? You guys still getting in front of the camera at all, or what?
No, actually, no. My biggest problem was to be able to commute back and forth to New York. But now I resolved that problem. Well, if I got a call at 6 o'clock in the morning with public transportation, I'd have to leave 12 o'clock at night. Forget about it. But now I resolved that, and I gotta see what's up, what's around, because everybody has passed away. I mean, seriously. I mean, Danny Aiello Jr., who used to always throw me a day or two a month as a stuntman, he's gone. I just don't know where to turn. I mean, I still get calls, and they call to solicit so you join their whatever they have again now. And, you know, I had a beef with one of these casting agents the other day. My phone rings. I see casting, New York City. I pick it up. They said, what can we do for you? Well, what do you mean, what can you do for me? You call me. What can you do for me? They said, well, you know, your name, this, that, your height, weight. I said, look, are you looking for Vinny DeVingo? No, we're not. Oh, well, then don't waste my time, and I won't waste your time. Goodbye, and I hung up on it. You know, they're nuts. They're nuts. I ain't got no time for bullshit. You want to blow smoke up people's ass? Great, there's a million people you could do it with. Don't blow smoke up my ass. It was one of them, you know, generic casting places that want you to join. Yeah,
Casting 360, I saw it on your email.
Yeah.
Anyway, you also have a friend of John's, one of his actors from your movie, Priscilla, is on the line. Do you want to introduce her, John?
Who is it?
Priscilla.
Patricia?
Priscilla White.
Oh, Patricia.
Patricia. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I
Priscilla, I feel we had Elvis Presley's wife on the phone.
Hello, good evening. Hello, everybody.
Hello. So, what do you want? You wanted John's horror movies, people?
I'm in one of his current movie. Again, I play a lab technician.
Oh, they're very important in horror movies.
They're gonna be.
Yeah.
In this movie, yeah, it's pretty important.
Yeah.
By the way, I tried Casting 360. Yeah, I absolutely believe it.
Yeah, that's a waste
exactly
of time.
Exactly what you say.
Right. I see the phone number all the time. I just don't answer it.
No, not worth
it. Well, you know, I get pissed off because when they call, when you call back the number, it rings and somebody answers and they say, could I help you? And I said, no. I said, yeah, you know, can I help you? You called me.
Yeah.
Are you just soliciting for people, or do you want me? Are you specifically looking for me? No, do you know that you could register and get all that? Miss, I can tell you information. Please, don't bust my balls. Goodbye.
No. Legitimate casting agencies will call and give you jobs. You're not calling to get jobs, offer yourself jobs. That's bull crap.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tough thing. I know it's hard, but you know what? I'm in the union 20 years. I'm collecting the pension, and I don't think I should have to go through, yeah, my height and weight and all of this, and come to an open call and bring a, you know, I'm just not doing it. That's all.
I totally agree. I've been in the union for like 3 years. I totally understand.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you got to play ball. You got to do it. You got. I read for a kid who was from Jersey. Jesus Christ, I forget the production company, but I read for him. And when I went to go read, I went to New York to read for this movie, and he made me read for a homosexual guy. And, you know, I got the part, but then after we were shooting the movie, we were into the movie for about a month and a half, I said, yo, Chris, why'd you make me read for that homosexual guy? He said, well, I just wanted to see how, your reaction if you would do it. You know, I just wanted to see how you would react. But we became good friends. I mean, I didn't get that part, but I got a much better part. And you'd be surprised what casting agents will do or directors will do to see how you, what kind of a guy you are.
I totally understand.
Yeah. So you always got to be. You always got to be ready.
Patricia's a great actress, by the way.
Thank you.
And we did a great scene. Listen, you remember, you know, Tommy Scorsone?
Yeah, I know Tommy goes.
Tommy Scorsone provided us with an animatronic monkey, and we did this great lab monkey scene with Patricia and a couple other actors. And it was a lot of fun. I think we had a blast.
Where did he borrow that monkey from?
Tommy got this animatronic monkey. And he was controlling it by remote control.
All right, well, you have Vinny, you have two more Dobie people on, Missy and William Green.
Oh, good.
How you doing? This is Missy from MM Flame Productions. I am John Dobie's musical director for his movie Again.
Hi, Missy.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Wow, cool.
Missy's working on getting us some big acts for the soundtrack.
How do you go about that? Is that hard to, I mean, you know, like, say you're doing a movie and you want to use a soundtrack. Is it hard, or you just fill out a form, or
typically what we do is we root through, we know what the script is about. We know the direction the movie wants to take. We know which scenes that, you know, he has that are more maybe, you know, this is a sci-fi horror film. So we know that they have areas where there are going to be some, you know, scary stuff going on, and then there's some calmer parts. So we have to look for the right bands. My company, MM Flame Productions, manages a lot of bands that are versatile. They're mostly rock bands, but there's some pop, there's some love songs, there's some scary songs, there's some more heavy metal songs for some more aggressive scenes. So we kind of filter through them, and then I contact the bands and see if we can get their permission to use the movie and the music in the film, and see if they're interested in getting some great publicity for this great movie that we have. And we've been getting a great response. So we have to filter it down now. We're trying, you know, we've had a lot of bands apply, but it's got to be the right fit for the right scene. So then John and I go over it and see, you know, which one would fit in which particular scene. And then contracts go out just like any other actor would. It's the same with any other band.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
And John, I still miss our soundtrack from Hey Paisan. I still
actually, you know, we got this great band already on the soundtrack, Explorer.
Explorer is an amazing band that's been around
forever. They're huge in Germany. And,
huge in Germany, huge on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Excellent band, amazing pipes, very versatile, very hard hitting. Very anthematic band.
Oh, that's
very
cool.
Memorable tunes.
Wow.
And you also have William Green on, who did your poster, right?
That's me. I'm on there.
Wow. Hey,
Bill. Hi, William. How are
you? How you doing? I'm doing
great, fine.
Want to call in and lend my support? What's that?
Where are you calling from, Virginia?
I'm calling from Virginia. I'm about to go through a tunnel here in a second, so I hope I don't lose you.
All right.
I'll be 60 feet underwater here in a minute.
Bill Green, fantastic movie poster for our film again. I'm so pleased with it. Thank you so much again, Bill.
Oh, I'm glad you're all happy with it.
Looks like it's getting a lot of support online.
I see a lot of people have liked it. Looks like it's a hit.
Yeah, we have Missy Firetag on the line too right now, and she came on as our music director, and she's trying to get us some big acts for our soundtrack. And I think that interest came from that poster you made for us.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good hard rocking poster.
Yeah,
it definitely looks like a hard rock, my type of people, my type of music, my type of film, all the way.
Yeah.
Got your point across with your graphics. It's a great poster.
Well, I hope it's a good tool for you to get some support for the film.
I need to get more people to listen in. Where should I say to tune in? John just texted me real quick.
If I
put you guys on speaker and I try and text it on my Facebook now that we're live and we're talking about the film, would you be able to hear that, or should I hang up and call back?
Oh, everybody can listen to it. They just have to call our call-in number. You don't have to talk. You can listen on the same number.
Okay, so just put the call-in number that I called you at?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
And the name of this show is again, so I don't mess it up?
It's the My Cousin Vinny Show.
The My Cousin Vinny Show, and it's
on Blog Talk. It's Blog Talk Radio. If anybody wants to go
blog
on computer,
talk
it's blogtalkradio.com/Vinny DeVingo.
Okay, I'm going to call you guys right back and get some more listeners.
All right, cool.
We have only about
25
minutes more on the show.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now. Got
to
get.
Okay, I'm about to go through a tunnel. I want to say bye and have a good time, everybody. Great poster. Great movie.
Thanks for calling in, Bill. I'll call you right back.
So when are you...
What's your timeline going to be? What's your timeline, John?
For what?
For the film. What are you up to now? When are you shooting? What are you needing? And whatever.
Well, you know, we're about halfway there. I'm going to be shooting for the rest of this 2016. And we're looking to submit to 2017 film festivals. It's going to be a two-hour feature-length movie, or, you know, between 90 minutes and 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking great so far.
And you're going to need extras for when?
We're going to need a multitude of extras for a variety of different scenes. We've got like a big banquet scene, a backyard birthday party scene. We've got a beach scene. Oh, we've got so many scenes that we need extras for, and everyone's invited.
Let us know on the air how to get in touch with you if somebody wants to be on the film.
Yeah, well, you can go to Facebook and just search out John Doby or John Doby Entertainment or the film again on Facebook and send us a message via Facebook, and you're in. Unfortunately, it's a no-budget film, so you know there's no pay. But that will feed you, and it'll be a great experience.
You know, people don't understand. You know, you got to do it. People, you know, you have to go on a set and see how things are done. And you know what? You could be doing somebody a great favor because they could have a whole different outlook on everything and say, you know what? This isn't for me.
Or it is.
It had to be about 30 years ago. I did extra work on a Michael Keaton movie, and I don't think I went back to do work after that for like 20 years. It was just seriously. I mean, it was an all-nighter. It was on the Intrepid. That once you got on the boat, you couldn't get off. It was
really?
One of them deals. Yeah, it was Michael Keaton. It was a major movie, and it was free. No, I mean they were giving out. Well, you know when they give out prizes to the people that are there to do extra work. That's basically what it was. They gave out maybe three TVs that were worth $300 each. So of course a Magino, and they had like 1,000 extras.
Wow.
All right, so let us let us know how to how else, just Facebook or anywhere else?
Or you can email me at johndoby67@yahoo.com.
Yeah, right. So we'll have fun. I'd love to come down here and hang out to the beach, and extra on the beach because I'm on the beach anyway.
Are you? Where are you? Where are you? You're in my where in Florida are you?
Oh, me? I'm sorry, I was answering the phone. I'm in Delray Beach. And most everything is shot in Miami, and most all of your casting people are in Miami. Mm-hmm. Some are in Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. Other than that, they're all Central mm-hmm. Florida. They're trying to do more in Palm Beach County, but number one, there aren't any locations. You know, they don't have anything down here. Now, Vinny's cousin. Yeah, Vinny's cousin is in the business. He is a does the food, right, Vin? Is he still doing that?
Yeah, he does all the catering for most of the commercials and movies that are shot in Florida. He has it all hooked up because he was supposed to do the Pirates of Penzance. He was supposed to do the catering for that and all of the legal work because of the... It's a different country it was shot in, and everything has to be okayed. And his wife's father is a big politician in one of them Caribbean countries. So he, you know, when you hire him for catering, he has all the hookups. And so he's doing pretty well down here.
Down.
He comes up to New York.
Yeah. But down here, it's more commercials. You see commercials here, big, and models. You know, down in South Beach. But that's what Miami is known for, more of that than movies, films, and that kind of thing. It's they're not too swift down here. I've been to all the casting people, and they're quite a bit different than New York. I guess I was spoiled being in New York. I think you have to start in a city like this and then go to New York, rather than go to New York and then come down here. I was like, really?
Well, I'm doing the exact opposite. I'm starting in Jersey and before I go to Hollywood.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to be a little
fish. Just to let you guys know, I am too. Just to let you guys know, I am too.
Yeah.
I'm starving here, and then I'll make it in Hollywood. I swear, it'll happen.
Well, you know, we do well in New York. New York, if you could do it there, you could do it anywhere.
Loving this city.
And, you know, they will chew you up and spit you out if you're not ready for them.
That's true. It's a ruthless business, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's so hard. I mean, every day we had to reestablish ourselves. Every day we did that for a good 12, 13 years. Every day. We'd have a job. We'd be working, making a couple thousand for the week. And then next week we were doing gaboikia, nothing. It's hard. It's tough. Don't anybody think it's simple. The worst thing is, you know, you get a headshot, you mail it out, and you expect the phone to ring. Or if you do, I mean, I did Saturday Night Live 3 times. I mean, I've never gotten a call. I did most of my principal work was from people that I knew, and they knew of me. Very rarely did I get work from being submitted. It's hard. I mean, because if you know the guy knows you and knows what you're capable of doing, and he knows what he's going to get if he hires you.
Yeah, you're all on.
I'm on. Okay, I'm sorry. I was listening to the conversation. I agree with what you're saying. You're talking about moving up in the business in any form. I think it's the same. John and me have known each other for a long time, and we come from a musical theater background, and, you know, you have to start at the bottom, and it takes a lot of networking, a lot of disappointments, but it's all about, if you want to follow your dream, you have to have that drive. And you have to pursue it, and you have to make the right connections. And even me, when I'm doing my music thing, apart from this film, and getting my bands to the next level, you know, I make them go out, and not only do they, you know, do I expect them, I'm very clear with them, not only are you performers, but you need to get on movies like Again so you can get some publicity. You need to get out there and go to other people's shows and be supportive of other artists. And that way you build an audience and another rapport, just like John should be networking and does network with other filmmakers. And that you never know where it goes. But it's frustrating, and you know, to get ahead. But I've seen it happen. I've seen people go. I've had bands that were just playing the local yokel dives. I don't want to mention their names. That have risen to, you know, touring Puerto Rico now, touring. I have bands that are touring in Indonesia. And that's the same for any film. You've got to submit it. You've got to network. You've got to find out who's in. It's not just a matter of submitting it to South by Southwest. You have to find out who the key players are. You got to send emails. You got to send clips of your work, and hopefully something clicks. And when it clicks, it's a beautiful thing. You know,
when I was involved in production and casting and deciding whether to get Burt Young or Frank Vincent, I mean, it's unbelievable. A production company could have a room full of headshots. It's
absolutely
unbelievable.
It's a lot of competition.
You know, I work okay. for Young and Frank Vincent.
Did I lose you guys?
No, you're on.
Oh, okay,
Vinny, you have a Florida buddy on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, Al is here.
Oh. Hey, Al,
what's up,
what are
you doing? Hey, what's up?
I heard you were looking for me on the beach today.
Al, you getting the same weather I am?
Yeah, it was windy, but it was nice. I was out there for like 4 hours today.
Hello?
You're all on.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, Al.
Yeah, the beach was great today. It was nice. I was out there for like 4 hours. A little windy, but nice.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
We're at the pool.
Hello?
We're at the pool.
I was going to go to my pool, but it's cold, so I go to the beach.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know. I don't have my virtual studio here. I don't know where I'm at, where I'm at, what I'm doing, who's online.
How are you going to get to see you this time? Because I got to go to
Well, I don't know. He's here till Tuesday, so. But you're way up north.
Yeah, I'm up in Vail. I got to go Tuesday for an operation on my left leg, so. I'm going to have to
All right, well, I'll talk to you before then.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Are you having
Keep
this,
in touch, because if Sunday
time.
Is lousy, maybe we'll meet you halfway.
All right, good deal. Yeah, just let me know.
All right.
All right. And you take care, and God bless you.
All right,
guys.
Stay in touch.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, we're on the My Cousin Vinny show.
Okay, you want to, John, give me your info again so everybody has it.
All right, I'm making this sci-fi horror feature film. It's called Again. It's about a genetic engineer who clones his deceased daughter multiple times in an attempt to bring her back. But when the defective clones escape, his plans of putting them down humanely goes awry. Again is a modern spin on a classic Frankenstein tale. You can go to Facebook and you can search out Again for John Doby or John Doby Entertainment and just send me a private message and you can be an extra in this movie. We're shooting it all this year, 2016, and we anticipate submitting it to 2017 film festivals. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, just listen in, okay?
I just want to say thank you, John, for having me on the film. I am having a wonderful time, and I'm constantly learning and learning and learning as I'm learning from listening to the show. I mean, I'm getting information from everybody, and I'm taking it all in. So please don't think my silence is just not is me ignoring the show. No, not at all. I am listening to everything.
Oh, very good, Patricia. Thank you so much for tuning in and calling.
Hey.
Love to have you on time, honey.
When you're ready, just let me know.
When are you coming back to Jersey, Vinny?
Tuesday.
He comes down every couple of months.
All right, we'll see you in Buzz when you come back. You know my number.
All right.
And we'll get you on the camera. I'll write some dialogue for you. I'm not going to ask you to be an extra. You got to have a part.
Absolutely. We don't do that anymore.
No.
Maybe he can be in the lab with me.
Yeah.
I mean, Vinny is scary looking, right, John?
Yeah, I'm scary.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah, I'm scary. That's even doctor show. Oh, man.
Well, he's a bad guy usually, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, you know,
usually,
he's like a Nicky Norker. That's why. He's got the bad in his blood.
Yeah.
when I did that movie, Shadow Glories, I never forget, we had a reading, and we were all in a circle, we were reading our parts. So the director said, Vinny, I couldn't pronounce the line. It was Capa di Dem. So he said, Vinny, I don't care if you just say, Vinny, I have a little lamb. Just say anything you want. He said, I know what you can do. I know how you act. I know what you do. And just do anything.
John, he was exactly the opposite of you, because he would let Vinny do anything he wanted, where you had to dot the I's and check the T's, you know, when I worked with you. Just the opposite of you.
Well, I'm looking for
three. Are you still doing that?
No, yeah, whatever works. That's it. You got to get what you want out of that actor. You got to get it, no matter how you get it.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll be the first to say, I will be the first to say that's exactly how he does it, and it makes you a better actor. It makes you a more professional actor, because he wants the best out of his script coming out of the actor. You got to do the work, so do the work. That's what it's all about.
I wasn't too mean about that, was I?
I spent many a minute in the car talking to my TV husband, trying to get him to talk.
Oh,
I love my TV husband. Have you spoken to him? Yeah.
Sal Fiorillo.
Mm-hmm.
Another time.
Oh,
Sal's
good.
Sal's a great guy.
Yet. I'm waiting.
Love Sal, Tony Ray Ross.
I love Sal. Sal was a wonderful guy.
You had a very good cast.
What happened to my son? Isn't he in Las Vegas or something?
Yeah, I think he's a big shot in Las Vegas now.
And
he's
he goes by
some,
a different name.
Some club.
Handsome Devil.
We got
Handsome Devil, though,
listeners tonight or what?
What?
We have any other listeners here tonight or what?
We have quite a few. I can only get so many on the line.
Oh.
Hold
on,
we have
one. Let myself go so you can have more people to talk to. I wanted to thank you guys for having me. John, I will see you soon, and enjoy the weekend, everybody.
All right, dear.
Yeah,
well,
bye.
Thank
I
you very much for calling.
Bye-bye. I'm still here.
Okay, well, we love you. We love you.
All right, John, keep us notice when and how, and we'll hook you all up.
Very good.
And, right, let us get us some dates and what you need, where it's going to be, and he'll post it. We'll do a show on it. All right?
You got it. All right, folks. Have a lovely
Okay, we've got. All right, just keep us posted. Do us one more time, John. You want to give us your website, et cetera?
Well, you can go to johndoby.com, johndoby. Or you can look me up on Facebook or our movie called Again. And we just launched the new movie poster. Starring Pamela Rivers and myself, and introducing a very talented young actress by the name of Victoria Zhepanyak, who is going to be the next face of horror. So,
oh, goodness.
Definitely look for our movie Again.
Okay. And just... make sure you get all the information to either him or me or both of us so that we get it on the show and get you lined up again. Okay?
Very good. Will do.
And get a show and so that we can do an event for the show, because we really did this one very last minute today, so we didn't do a lot of advertising.
No problem. All right.
Okay?
All right. Talk to you guys later. Take care.
All righty. Thanks very much, John.
Bye-bye.
And love you. Miss you. And you speak to my husband. I love him too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Vinny, what else you have to say?
What do I have to say? I don't know. Let's go out by the lake and see if you see any crocodiles.
Well, there are. You've got baby crocodiles here. You know that.
Is that right?
But anyway, don't you want to go and possibly buy one of Seinfeld's cars? He's auctioning off those Porsches up in Amelia Island this weekend. They said on television they were advertising one's going to go for like $5 million.
They're toy cars.
No, they're Porsches. They're not
they're toy cars.
He has an extensive car collection.
Not cars that you drive, they're fake cars.
They're multi-million dollar classic cars.
They're freaking cars.
On the picture, it looks like little cars. They're big Porsches. Well, Porsches aren't that big. But they are going on the auction block. If anybody is in Florida, Amelia Island is north of here. Actually, we should have asked Al. It's up past Al. Amelia Island is about 300-400 miles north of here.
I need a car.
Well, shall we? You have $5 million?
No, but I can steal it.
Okay, maybe we should take a ride up there.
No, I'll never get back to Jersey. They'll lock my ass up in North Carolina or something.
Well, that's it would be fun to have gone up there. If I had known about it earlier, maybe we could have done that, you know?
Hell no. Are you crazy? I'm going to see Santa Bell's car. Bullshit.
All right. Well, anyway, we had... that was an interesting show. I mean, it would have been nice if John had let us know in advance so we could have advertised it and done an event, but hopefully maybe another time we can do that.
Well, I mean, people forget. This show, when it's over, goes into the archives. I've had over 1,000 shows, and some of these shows have 5,000 hits. Because they keep, they're available to hear anytime, 24 hours a day.
So actually, John, and you can tell him he can get our show and send it and do whatever he wants with it.
They can send our show to anybody they like.
And he can download it. If he goes into Blog Talk Radio, he can download the show. So he'll have it on tape as well.
As a matter of fact, 1 minute after the show, it'll be available.
On they can go either on Blog Talk Radio or on Vinny on Facebook. Right? Okay, so we are going to end the show, and it's Friday. Have a good weekend. Also, don't forget to change your clocks. We're springing forward, right? We're springing forward, and it is also Dream Day today. So anybody that wants to be an actor, dream of it and then listen to the show. That would be kind of fun, right? So today is Dream Day. Do your clocks back, and have a great weekend, everybody, okay? And we'll talk to you next week. And Vinny will be back in Jersey. Bye-bye, everybody.